Now to Argentina and a story about keeping old traditions alive. In the 1890s, Russian Jews by the tens of thousands fled to the remote Argentine Pampa. They spoke Yiddish and built synagogues and traditional Jewish schools. And they became farmers and gauchos, the mythical Argentine cowboys. Now, only a dwindling number of their descendants remain, but they're intent on saving the Jewish culture that flourished for decades. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Entre Ríos province, epicenter of Argentina's rural Jewish communities.
Jaime Cruz roams his ranch on horseback, rounding up cattle on the plains of northeast Argentina. This farm on the outskirts of Carmel goes back more than a century, bought on a payment plan by his grandfather. He'd arrived in Argentina aboard the Bismarck, a ship carrying Jews seeking a new life in the new world. Cruz is now 65. He says he's lost a step or two, and he's one of the last Jewish gauchos around. Many of his friends have given up the backbreaking work, and his three daughters, like most young Argentine Jews, live in the city. But Cruz says the past and what he owes his ancestors weighs heavily on him. I couldn't abandon this, Cruz says. I know the sacrifices they made to make it here. Just before the 20th century, whole Jewish towns packed up and fled Tsarist pogroms. In what's now a footnote of history, a German Jewish philanthropist, the Baron Maurice de Hirsch, envisioned a Jewish homeland not in Palestine, but in the Americas. He bought up vast tracts of farmland here, which he leased out to Jewish arrivals, 50,000 of whom came over a 40-year period. They built up dozens of towns, communities with names like Saharoff, Sonnenfeld, and Moisesville. Some towns had two or three synagogues, agro-cooperatives like the ones in Russia, and schools that taught in Yiddish and Hebrew. Chalk in hand, Patricia Axt still teaches in Hebrew, and her young charges pay close attention, the two of them. This school in the nearby town of Villa Clara has one of the few Hebrew schools left. When she started teaching in 1983, it was far different.
Todos los días de una a cinco de la tarde.
There was class every day from 1 to 5, she says, and 18 students showed up. It was all in Hebrew, from geography to history to Talmudic studies. At the Jewish Cultural Center in the town of Baso Bilbaso, Enrique Salomon and José Tito Roimeser, 78 and 84 respectively, rummage through knickknacks once owned by their ancestors. They're in a musty storeroom filled with old framed photographs of men in black hats and long beards, wooden clocks, heavy metal typewriters, old deeds and titles. There's also a battered baby tub, once owned by Ezadik Shlomo Ezra Jalvinitz. All of it is important, Salomon says. It all has history. It can all be traced back. Keys in hand, Salomon and Tito Roimeser then unlock the Torah Ark at the Tefila El Moises Synagogue.
Cuatro, seis, siete, digamos, en todas las festividades se sacan, se leen y se vuelven a guardar.
Here are 4, 6, 7 sacred scrolls, Salomon says, which we take out on the holiest holidays, read, and then put back. They came from Russia, the two men note, and must receive the utmost care. Now, across rural Argentina, there are fewer than 10,000 Jews left. Salomon and Roimeser describe themselves as keepers of the flame. They want to do all they can to preserve what's left of the town's Jewish culture. We try to maintain, says Tito Roimeser, but we are so few, at least from my era. Still, they have fresh ideas, such as a museum that would go in an old synagogue, now abandoned. Even so, there's still enough Jewish life here, just enough to make it feel like it once was. On a Friday night, the old Jewish residents arrived at the Tefillah El Moises Synagogue. On this night, they had a minyan, the quorum required for Sabbath services. As a rabbinical student sang, the congregation joined along, and it seemed like old times again out here in Argentina's Pampa. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You can find photos of Argentina's Jewish villages on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzstein.